WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running around on a hamster wheel, constantly giving and giving but barely getting anything back? You know that feeling when your phone's buzzing nonstop, your inbox is overflowing, and there are demands coming at you from every direction? It's easy to get caught up in the chaos and forget about one of the most important things, taking care of yourself. That's right, folks. Today we're diving into something crucial, prioritizing self-love and care. Not just because it sounds good on Instagram, though, let's be real, it does look pretty great, but because it's the foundation for a truly fulfilling life. Without self-love as your bedrock, everything else tends to crumble under pressure. So, what does prioritizing self-love actually mean? It's not about indulging in every whim or becoming a selfish recluse. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put a used engine oil into a brand new car, right? You treat your prized possessions with care and respect because you know they deserve it. Your body and mind are no different. Here are 5 power moves to get you started on the path to self-love. 1. Listen to your inner voice. Ever notice how that nagging voice in your head often knows what's best? It might sound like a gentle whisper or a loud siren, but it's crucial to pay attention. If something feels off, if a certain situation drains your energy, or if an activity doesn't align with your values, trust your gut. It's trying to guide you towards what truly nourishes your soul. 2. Set boundaries like a boss. Boundaries are not selfish, they're essential. Think of them as invisible fences that protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Learn to say no politely but firmly when necessary. You don't have to explain yourself or justify your choices. Remember, saying yes to everything is a recipe for burnout, while setting healthy boundaries allows you to show up fully in the areas that matter most. 3. Make time for things that spark joy. Life's too short to spend it doing things that drain your energy and leave you feeling empty. What activities make your soul sing? Reading, painting, hiking, spending time with loved ones, whatever it is, carve out time for it regularly. These little pockets of joy can have a huge impact on your overall well-being. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. We all stumble, we all make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over every slip-up, practice treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Remember, you're human, you're learning, and you're doing your best. Celebrate your victories, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. 5. Practice gratitude daily. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we already have can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your experiences, even the little things like a sunny morning or a delicious cup of coffee. Cultivating gratitude helps us appreciate the present moment and fosters a sense of inner peace. Now, let's bring this into a real-life scenario. Picture this. You're at work, swamped with deadlines, feeling overwhelmed by emails, and your coworker just dropped a mountain of tasks on your already overflowing plate. You feel that familiar tug, the urge to say yes to everything, even though it means sacrificing your sanity and personal time. What do you do? Remember those power moves we talked about? You listen to your inner voice, which is probably screaming, no, set a boundary by politely declining some tasks. Maybe suggesting alternative solutions or delegating. Make time for a quick 10-minute walk outside to clear your head. Practice self-compassion. You're doing your best. And take a moment to appreciate the fact that you have a job and are capable of handling these challenges. See? Self-love isn't about pampering yourself with bubble baths and massages, though those are nice. It's about making choices that support your well-being, setting healthy boundaries, and treating yourself with kindness and respect. So, my friends, remember this. You deserve to be loved, cherished, and taken care of, starting with you. Make self-love a non-negotiable part of your daily routine and watch your life transform. And don't forget to share your thoughts, experiences, and power moves in the comments below. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.